You'd think if you lived and worked in the hot outback, you'd take up a cool sport. Swimming, perhaps, to stay out of the sun. But not so Wayne Demery, who lives and works in the mining town of Broken Hill in the far west of New South Wales. When he's not working the beat as a policeman, you'll find him training hard for marathons, triathlons, and even grueling Ironman events. And without any training squads around, he has to do most of the training on his own. So how does he stay motivated? Hello, I'm Nikki Riedel. Wayne's just coming from a training session, getting ready for Ironman Western Australia, an event which involves swimming, cycling, and running.
Starts off with a 3.8-kilometre open water swim. You have about 1,500 people who all start swimming together at the same time. So it's just like someone starting an outboard motor in front of your face. You just get bashed and kicked and hit. There's no friends in an Ironman swim. You get off that and you go for a 180-kilometre bike ride, and then you finish off with a 42.2-kilometre marathon run in the end.
What's it like training around here, though? I mean, there are not a lot of squads around. Are you part of any squad?
No, I do all my training by myself. But I've got a partner that I run with, David Lyle, who's an exceptionally good runner and drags me around all over the place. But apart from that, I do pretty well everything else by myself. My swimming's all done by myself. Yeah, it's just part of being out here.
So if you want to live this remotely and still be an Ironman competitor, you really have to have a lot of discipline.
You do. You've got to really force yourself to get out there and train and commit to what you want to do, because if you don't do the training, you won't ever be prepared to be able to complete the event. The good thing is doing it out here is the fact that any training I do out here seems to make the racing a lot easier, because the conditions can't be as hard as what I'm training in.
So what are conditions like here?
At times, during summer, really, really tough. And if you can't keep your fluid up to you when you're out there cycling and it's getting into the high 30s and even to the low 40s, you have a tendency your water bottles will heat up, you'll dehydrate, which just drops your performance terrible. So I have to continually try and come up with ways of having water placed around different places that I run or cycle to keep the fluid uptake. And if I don't have that, then my performance dies. And sometimes it takes a while to recover from the effects of the dehydration.
Do you carry your own water, or what do you do to actually stay fueled up?
When I'm running, I'll go drop water bottles at different locations. Generally, they'll be iced, so that by the time I get there, there is hopefully still some coolness in the water. When I'm cycling, the only way I can do it is by my loving wife coming out and driving all over the countryside and stopping by and dropping me some water and visiting me and giving me someone to talk to for 5 minutes. And she's been a great support to help me through that.
And how many training sessions a week do you do?
Generally, I train every day of the week, and probably about four times I'll double up during the week. So somewhere between 10 and on the peak periods, up around about 12 times a week. Some of those sessions will be upwards of 7 hours, thereabouts. And generally, when I do that, there'll only be one session for that day. But it becomes fairly time expensive.
So how do you fit it in, that much training and working full-time and family? How do you manage that all?
I give up my sleep. It's basically the way it is. I'm generally, I'm lucky in the position I'm in now. I'll be able to train most mornings, and I'll get up around about 5 o'clock every morning to get a 2-hour training session in Monday to Friday. Same on the weekends. I'll get up and be training by about 5 o'clock, 5:30. One, to beat the heat, and two, so I can knock my training over and get back and still have some resemblance of a normal life and time with my family. You lose a lack of sleep, and you lose a social life to a degree as well, which is just one of those things you have to give up to try and complete the event.
So how do you motivate yourself?
Just knowing what the event brings when you complete the event, it's an unbelievable feeling. So it's just an overall desire to get back there and complete it again. It just keeps me motivated. That's the reward in itself, is when you get to cross the line and you've got thousands of people lining the tracks and cheering you on. It's just a fantastic event to be part of. And to feel that, it's like a drug. It's really addictive, in the fact that once you've felt it, you just want to feel it again, and you're looking for that bigger and better challenge, and try to go that little bit faster. And that just keeps me motivated to keep going and see exactly what I can do.
What's your greatest goal in terms of racing?
I'd love to eventually try and qualify for the Hawaiian Ironman. Just keep aiming on it. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, no, I'll just try and do Ironman WA this year, do Ironman Australia again, and maybe Ironman New Zealand, and then see what happens after that. Maybe it might be time to start cutting back and going a bit shorter again.
Do you have any special training tips for people? Anything you've discovered and you thought that really made a big difference?
I like to tell people that the fact that anyone can do anything if they put their mind to it. The real barrier to not being able to complete an event like this is generally people's attitudes. And if you decide to get out there and have a go at something, anyone can do it. And you just got to put that little bit of effort in, and it's any effort you put in definitely makes it rewarding in the end when you achieve these goals.